Newsbreak podcast.
AgriSA is quite worried about these rapid increases. We've seen increases now for consecutive increases for the past year. That will definitely have an impact on input costs. Farmers are by nature price takers. Somewhere along the value chain, somebody will have to absorb that cost. So we will see an increase in food inflation, an increase in food prices in general. And that's why we call on government to really review the levy system. Currently, government earns approximately 130 billion rand from fuel levies. The big question that we ask is, what do we get in return for that?
The freight industry is saying that with the fuel price increase, transport costs are going to go up. But what else in the agricultural sector requires petrol or diesel to maintain and to sustain the sector?
It's all things time in certain sectors. For example, the citrus fruit sector, as well as your summer grain areas, to a certain extent, they are done with harvesting. But all of these things require fuel. Then also in your summer grain areas, you need large amounts of fuel to prepare your fields, to plow your fields, and to plant your seeds. Also, you need fuel, especially in your irrigation areas, to a certain extent, dependent on electricity. But what happens if there's an electricity, then your generators must run on fuel.
Which are some of the more common items that usually increase in price when such fuel hikes are experienced?
One of the things that we have seen, there's a range of outputs or inputs that has increased over time. Fertilizer prices have increased. We've seen herbicide prices also on the increase. Packaging cost, then obviously your electricity cost, transport cost, and labor cost. And all of these costs have a serious impact on the profitability of farming enterprises. According to Stats SA, we have seen price increases in terms of meat, also oils, also a lot of other foodstuff. We've also seen price increases in terms of imports. The sad part is that many farmers still get the same price for the produce, for certain produce that they've got a few years ago. So farmers are not beneficiaries at all. In fact, farmers are the ones that bear the brunt of these increases because they have to absorb all of these costs, but they not necessarily get the benefit of price increases.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.